This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Family and parishioners of a Dorchester minister are celebrating today after kidnappers in Egypt released the Reverend Michelle Lewis, who had been held since this past week.
Reverend Lewis was leading a group of Boston churchgoers in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, where he and Lisa Alphonse of Everett were taken hostage by a Bedouin. The kidnapper had demanded that his uncle be released from an Egyptian prison, but news of Lewis and Alphonse's release came home to Boston early this afternoon.
We're joined now by Lewis's son, the Reverend Gene Lewis, who's also a pastor at his father's congregation, the Free Pentecostal Church of God. Reverend Gene Lewis, welcome to Radio Boston.
Good afternoon, Radio Boston. Good afternoon.
We are delighted to hear the news of your father. There must be waves of relief and celebration amongst your family and your parishioners. Tell us how you found out today and what the reaction was.
Let me tell you, words cannot express. We can't express. We give God praise. We give Him praise because He is an awesome God. He does not let His people down. And we just give praise to everybody that helped out, every news media outlet that was able to get this out, this story out, and we thank every media outlet. We thank also all the churches that help. Specifically, I just want to point out Jubilee Christian Church and the Thompson family and Reverend Rivers. So I thank them. I thank the Haitian community. I thank the American community. I thank the U.S. government, Senator Brown's office. I thank also the office of Senator Kerry. I thank Secretary of State Miss Hillary Clinton, and I thank the Obama government also. So I thank everybody. And
Reverend Lewis,
in a meeting.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm very sorry to interrupt you, Reverend Lewis. But I was wondering if I might be able to ask you: have you been able to speak with your father yet today?
Sure. When we got the message on a couple of the news stations of his release, we rushed home and we got the confirmation from our elected public officials. And right after we got confirmation, we worked with the elective officials' office, and they gave us numbers where we were able to speak through a general's phone to our father exactly. So we had the opportunity to hear his voice.
And how is he? How is he doing?
Let me tell you, just by speaking to him, his voice was normal. I don't know physically because we haven't seen physical pictures of how he is, but just by his voice, we can tell that he was in good spirits.
Can you tell me a little bit more about how your parishioners and the community rallied? I mean, as you were saying, people were praying for his release, for your father's release. What effect has this had on the community?
Let me tell you, I want to believe it had a big, big effect. It goes to show you that there's humans. In addition to God and the power of prayer, there are some good people out there, some good people that care, people that just they dropped everything. I had people when we couldn't sleep that dropped things down to come and assist us and put us in prayer. We had people from different states, different countries. I can't take time to enumerate, but I'm telling you, it was just in light of something tragic. The story behind it was a unification of we transcend race, we transcend religion, we transcend gender, we transcend everything, and people just came together. And we thank the Lewis family on behalf of the Lewis family. We thank everybody that was involved.
Reverend Lewis, let me ask you: your father was leading a church group through Egypt, and the goal was to get into Israel, to go to Israel. He'd done it several times before. It seems like this area of Egypt in particular is becoming increasingly dangerous because Bedouins have abducted travelers, and more so this year than ever. Do you think it's going to have an effect on whether the church sponsors future such trips?
This is true. And I'll have to tell you, I had that question given to me on CNN, and I believe I have a better way of responding because I didn't get a chance to elaborate. Egypt, there's many countries that have turmoil, and Egypt is just one of them, as my country in Haiti is one of them also. But Egypt has turmoil, and it doesn't negate the fact that people still go and still travel to these areas. It doesn't negate the fact also that souls don't need to be preached the gospel. Right. It doesn't negate the fact that there's not people there that want to do good in light of other people that want to do bad. I'll have to tell you, you know, maybe for now I can tell you that I wouldn't want him to be going back anytime soon. But again, we've done it for three years with no issues, and this was the first time that it happened like that. I just, you know, would caution a lot of people just to be, you know, a little bit more mindful. There was no report of imminent threat to us in that area. So had we received information like that, I want to believe we would have avoided it.
Reverend Lewis, I'm sorry, but we've run out of time. We can absolutely hear the relief in your voice and you as a representative of the community there in Dorchester. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. We
really appreciate it, and all the best to your family and your father as well.
Thank you very, very much, and God bless you guys.
Reverend Gene Lewis is a pastor at the Free Pentecostal Church of God. His father, the Reverend Michelle Lewis, was released today by a Bedouin kidnapper in Egypt.
Stay with us. Coming up, the debate over single-sex public education has been underway for years. Now it's coming to Boston. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.